Welcome back, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
The freaking Watchers.
My name, of course, is Tyler.
Oh, and my name, but of course, is Clay.
Yeah.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers. This is an all things Marvel podcast. We're talking the movies, we're talking the specials, and we're talking the shows.
Yeah.
We're going to give comments, questions, and concerns. We've been answering a couple of your guys' questions. Maybe. We'll see.
Tell me,
Gonzo. What are we covering today?
Well, as you guys know from the last episode, we covered and finished the Deadpool trilogy.
Sure did.
And it's only right. Is it only right?
I would have to agree. A lot of controversy about it.
A lot of controversy about it, for sure. But it's only right, I feel like, to cover Logan.
Absolutely.
Beautiful film. Can't wait to get into this.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I'm steezed about it. But before we jump into the movie, your boy here's got some facts and stats.
Little stats and facts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, crazy, this first one.
Okay.
We're going to start with money, per the usual.
Per the usual.
You know what I'm saying? So, we got the budget and the gross. Okay. Budget.
Okay. He's not
budgeting. This is how unfathomably incredible this budget is. $97 million for the budget. And we're talking for the gross, $619 million. This movie cost less than $100 million to make.
$97 million for the budget. Wow.
And that's why I was so like, good. I was like, there's no way, right? I'm bugging.
There's a lot of good practical.
It's a lot of practical effects.
Yeah. I think the only like CGI scene that I can really remember is when the two, or Logan and X-24, or X-24 is walking down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
But
obviously.
That's the only thing I can like kind of see that it was CGI.
Oh, yeah.
But it was flawless.
Yeah.
Wow. 97 million.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, did I get this wrong?
Wow.
Good
profit, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Great profit.
Yeah.
I feel like it should have been at least 800 mil.
Yeah.
Give him 800.
I mean, but like, you know, X-Men film. I mean, Logan.
This was a new thing.
Yeah, it was also R-rated.
Yeah, this was very different.
Yeah, this was very different.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into some facts here.
Okay.
First one being that Sabretooth was actually written into the script, but unfortunately, by the time that it was at the final cut, he didn't make it.
Oh.
Which is pretty interesting.
At least reference him.
I think a fun reference would have been fine.
Yeah.
But we brought this up during the Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm very happy keeping Sabretooth, the fights and all that, in X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
I thought that they did a really good job.
I thought it was really good.
So, I'm okay with that. I don't need to reuse that villain over and over.
Exactly.
You know? X-Men has plenty, so.
I liked, and I'm just a little off topic here, but I actually really liked Sabretooth in X-Men Origins. Other than the one that we saw in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Agreed.
I just like the actor.
Yeah, the actor was phenomenal. And the way that he portrayed the character was very, dark.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah. That whole movie is great.
It's a great movie.
I had to toss that in the rotation. Hugh Jackman took a significant pay cut to allow Logan to be rated R.
Good man.
Nobody outside of Logan and obviously the board of directors knows how much his pay was cut. But he was getting 20 M's for an appearance.
I'd assume 10 mil cut.
Yeah, so yeah, 50%.
Yeah, which is...
That's crazy. Because also you got to remember, might as well round it up to 100 M's.
Yeah.
His, just what they paid him, was a tenth of it.
That's pretty crazy.
That's
pretty nuts. Yeah, because the budget was $97
million. Yeah.
So I think 10 would probably...
I think 10 is fine.
Almost rounding it up to 100 mil.
Yeah.
But like, we can do a lot more. $10 million.
Yeah, facts.
So like,
you gotta work with us.
If you could work with us,
yeah,
this is a new thing.
Yeah. Well, I think he was like, yo, we have to make this rated R.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, him thinking that he's hanging up the claws at the time he was, I'm sure he wanted a good send off.
Yeah, that's just a great. I'm so happy Ryan Reynolds came up with that, hanging up the claws.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's so big time. Another fun one, because we talked about it in Deadpool and Wolverine. This film shows the F word, or says the F word, 35 times.
Okay.
Obviously, that had 118.
I
don't know the exact stat, but rewatching that film, it felt like Wolverine was saying a lot of them.
Yes.
It felt like that was his favorite word.
Are you talking about Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying it a lot.
A lot.
But it's only right for Wolverine to...
Agree.
I mean, Deadpool is like a given.
Yeah, but I feel like he also has creative cursing.
Yeah.
You know?
But Wolverine's
Yeah.
Has a little bit more enthusiasm to it, you know?
Yeah. And then this isn't actually written down, but I do want to bring it up, that this was actually the first and only X-Men film which Patrick Stewart, a.k.a. Professor X, that he is a main co-star in. The rest, he's made, like, small appearances, but this is the first time he's actually credited.
Yeah.
Which I think was, that's crazy for them having that mentorship all a decade and a half.
Because he is a very important character.
Super.
Super.
You know? Kind of like, you know, the whole, like, started the school.
Yeah.
Has a wheelchair. These are important facts.
Bald.
Bald. and then my, that was good. This was actually the 15th grossing movie in 2017. Number one, obviously, being Star Wars The Last Jedi, $1.3 billion. Shocker.
Terrible movie.
Disney, by the way.
Yeah.
Number two, Beauty and the Beast, $1.2 billion. Disney, by the way. And number three being Fate and the Furious, $1.2 billion. Disney, by the
That's
way.
That's a rough year. I mean, for me personally, just like those movies.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Logan was great.
Logan was great. But this may have been the 15th highest grossing movie of that year, but this is, of all time, the 9th highest grossing rated R film of all time.
Okay.
Number one, being Deadpool and Wolverine now, surpassing Joker by over $100 million.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty... Wait, what was Joker's, like, 800?
No, it was the first one to hit a billion.
Oh, it was a billion, that's right.
Fun facts for everybody.
Okay, yeah. Great facts and stats there from Clay.
Oh, thank you so much, Tyler. I'm going to take a little swig of this purple app.
Purple app. It is an app.
We get ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, we are ready.
Are you locked and loaded, Tyler?
Locked and loaded.
Bang! I was expecting you to do the Henry Cavill arm reload.
Yeah, I can't really do it with the table right here.
Oh, that's...
But, yeah. Love that.
My boy.
That's a great signature move.
It is.
Happy to see that Deadpool Wolverine do.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's ever done it better than in those terrible Mission Impossible movies.
They're not terrible.
But he does do a really good job in that.
Mission Impossible, great movie.
Guess what? They're always possible.
The latest Mission Impossible...
What's crazy is that they're always possible. You know what I mean? And like, for me, that's already false advertisement.
Okay, I see where you're going.
And so like, it already bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like James Bond, like 007, like it's just the name of the character.
Yeah.
That's not false advertising. You're getting exactly what you're looking at.
I mean, the character's getting James Bond. It's James Bond.
You're getting James Bond. Yeah.
Never Die Tomorrow? Guess what he doesn't do? Die Tomorrow.
No Time to Die.
He did die,
so that is a little...
And that's why it's my least favorite. It's actually such a good film. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. Are we ready for Act 1?
Yes.
All right. The movie opens with an old Logan defending his vehicle from some car thieves. Donald Pierce enters Logan's vehicle and asks about the thugs that were killed, and then asks about a woman named Gabriella. Mm-hmm. But Logan scoffs at him, saying he doesn't know her. Logan goes to Mexico to visit Charles in Caliban. Logan gives Charles his medication, but Charles has a seizure, which causes everyone around him to feel the effects. Logan goes back to driving and gets a new pickup and realizes it's the same girl from the funeral, a.k.a. Gabriella, with a child, and she offers him $20,000 to drive them to North Dakota.
Wow.
Pretty beautiful state.
I'd take it. 100%.
I mean, quick.
20K?
What was I talking another about? Another 30K upon arrival?
Yeah.
Even though it's a lie. Spoilers. By the way. The next day, Logan shows up to take them, but Gabriella has been killed. So he drives back to Mexico. Donald Pierce shows up and asks Logan about Gabriella, but Laura knocks him out. Caliban takes Donald's body to dump it while the rest get packed up so they can leave. Donald overpowers Caliban. Said that one weird. And get some reinforcements. So they go back to find Laura. That was rough.
Caliban. Yeah, Caliban. I risked my life in Pakistan.
Oh, Jesus. A gruesome fight ensues between Donald and his people versus Logan and Laura. But they're able to overpower Donald's team, and they escape.
Mm.
Logan realizes Laura is a mutant, but also has the same capabilities as himself. Donald makes Caliban. I can't say it without saying it weird.
Caliban.
Caliban.
There it is.
Caliban. Track Logan for him. Gabriella left a video on her phone, and Logan watches it. We found out Laura, among many other kids, were housed in a lab and created to become soldiers. What's going on over there?
Caliban.
After parking the vehicle so everyone can get some rest, Logan finishes the video, and we find out Gabriella released all the kids from the hospital to save them. And we find out that Laura is Logan's daughter.
Mm.
They stop at a hotel so they can get changed and get some more rest. So Logan raids the minibar and gets changed, and then goes out to find them a new vehicle. That.
Now watch me whip. Now watch me nay nay.
God, I hit that.
Now watch me.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that enough?
I think the white boy's got some sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little Venezuelan. Got a little Venezuelan sauce.
Yeah. That's it for Act 1, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's get into the points.
Yeah.
The talking points that everyone's eagerly awaiting.
Mm. Refreshing to see the nice little OG Marvel intro screen.
Talk to me, man.
I really,
fantastic, right?
Really liked it. Nice little, just a good little nostalgic.
I would agree with that.
Nostalgia, sorry.
Yeah, it's one of the same.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Just a few little letters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good little nostalgia there.
I agree.
I haven't seen it in a very long time.
It's for the original, like, opener.
It was a little different.
It was.
It was a very, it was a little, had a little sauce to it.
Yeah.
Which I liked. And then wanted to just jump right into the movie.
Sorry, it was the sauce. Tell me about the movie, my friend.
The claws up the face.
Yeah, with the thugs.
It's something that I've always, always wanted to see out of Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. And I'm happy
the Wolverine
that I finally got to see it, and we got to see it right off the rip.
Right off the rip.
And we see it in another scene, which is a lot better.
It is. But that one's not bad either.
That one's not bad at all. But it really sets the tone for the movie right off.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say it again. Right off the rip-o.
Right off the rip-o. Like, you really find out quick that this is a rated R.
Yeah, this ain't another casual X-Men movie.
Correct. You
know? This is something else. This is... This has got a little...
In it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
One of these, you see? Hey,
you see? And this is a little bit of qualm with this film.
We're so trolly!
Yeah. little qualm with this film. I feel like Logan would easily get recognized everywhere he went.
Yeah.
Because he was one of the more famous X-Men. Probably the X-Men, you know?
Yeah.
He's got a little beard. He's got a little scruff.
Sure.
You know, the hair's a little grown out. Sure. You know? The face is still the same.
If you're telling me Gene Simmons is getting called out on the streets.
Exactly.
The level of fame here is tears.
I really like the approach they did with Charles' character.
Yeah.
Something different. He's not like, you know, philosophical.
In the chair.
Yeah. Philosophical, you know, motivating people.
Wise.
We see him going crazy.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
But, and I'm pretty sure I might have seen this somewhere, but my thought was, when he was like going all around, like, get the chalupa from Taco Bell.
Yeah,
I think his brain is like getting like, this, you guys can absolutely rip me here, but getting, I wouldn't say radio waves, but he's
transmissions.
Yeah. So he's getting all that stuff.
Yeah.
So his mind is just going insane. So he's just yelling it all.
I think that's, well, the only downside to that theory there is I'm pretty sure the reason why they have him in the metal bunker is so that he can't receive transmissions. Oh, no, never mind.
Because
he talks to Laura.
He talks to Laura.
The whole thing is chalked.
Yeah. And I don't know why they have him in there too.
I thought it was about his powers.
But we clearly see that it's still
working.
Still works.
Like
when he took the shot when he first freaked out and had a seizure.
Yeah.
We see Caliban.
Yeah, he's not having a good time.
Yeah, not having a good time.
Also, just a quick touch onto that. It's not in my notes, but I want to bring it up. Is that he did an interview when this movie was coming out.
Mm.
And he said he took a page out of Christian Bale's book. And he actually lost 20 pounds of weight to be this version
really?
Of Charles. Yeah, and being that old, is that's like kind of scary to do.
Yeah.
But he wanted to really fill that role as great as he could.
Yeah.
And he did such a phenomenal job.
He did very good in this movie.
Yeah.
Easily my favorite Charles I've seen portrayed. I'm not going to lie. Even though it's like a rough looking.
Yeah, it's a whole different take.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite Wolverines.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think it's my favorite Wolverine movie. It's got to be my favorite Wolverine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seeing him in the suit really goes crazy.
Okay.
All but, yeah, I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love how Caliban is a nagging wife to Logan.
Yeah.
He's like, I know you got money stored away.
You're just drinking for you. Too much.
You're drinking too much. You're dying.
You know? And I found a bullet in your pocket.
And Logan's just like this, that angry husband. Like, I don't want to hear it. You know?
Don't talk to me right now.
And just a little backstory, because I'm kind of jumping ahead here. But Logan gets contacted by Gabriella.
Yes.
Laura's nurse. And he meets her at a motel. Sorry.
Yes.
And we see Laura. We see Gabriella.
Yep.
Laura's playing with the little ball.
Yeah.
Landlord comes out, triggered that Laura. I mean,
Laura did break a window.
She did break a window. But I wanted to say, because when the landlord comes out, the mother is like instantly frightened.
Yeah.
So like she's like some space trying to space her out. Yep. So it made me curious as like, has Laura ever like lashed out on just some random person like that?
Like a straight civvy.
Yeah, and it kind of just reminded me like that you could definitely see that in like a boys episode.
Yeah, I mean, even in this film, you could see it happening.
Yeah.
I mean, we almost see it in the gas station, and I think that's a great point. And I could definitely foresee that being a real thing.
Yeah.
And if it hasn't happened, obviously, we know that it's very capable of happening. Mm-hmm. Laura does not have a lot of human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone straight disrespects her like that.
And you know. Like, that's another thing, too, because that just brought me to. I'm going to jump way ahead here, but I wanted to bring it to this point. So when Logan finally opens up in Eden.
Oh, yeah.
And Laura's like, I kill people.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I kill people too.
Yeah.
Or I hurt people or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, but they're bad people. How does she has that justification?
Yeah.
Knowing that they're bad people.
Probably because that's just what she's been told.
So like somebody, like that store clerk, she almost killed him.
Is
that a bad guy?
I mean, he's being disrespectful toward her. So she can
She's opening up a can of Pringles, stealing some glasses.
Agreed.
I feel like he's just doing his job there.
I would have to agree with you there.
You know?
Tyler.
He doesn't deserve...
No, not. I mean, honestly, the flip over was plenty.
Yeah, but I just wanted to
point that out. No, I agree with that. I think that that's a great thought.
Mm-hmm. And then speaking of the gas station clerk,
her,
not exactly, but that scene.
Yeah.
Her raging at the little pony ride was funny. And it just shows like really funny similarities with her and Wovey.
Wovey. That's what we're calling him now?
Yeah.
Okay.
which is funny. And I like how Charles points it out. Like, does he remind you of anybody?
Yeah.
You know? Which was nice. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Thank you. I wish we saw more of Laura and Logan battle together, especially in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's an actual cheat code.
Yeah.
When they're together.
Agreed.
Two healing mutants.
Yeah.
That have claws.
Adamantium claws.
Adamantium claws.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And knowing that she's probably going to die from that same death is crazy. She's probably going to do a little bit better because she's not drinking away.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But she's definitely going to suffer the same thing. But, maybe they perfected that adamantium when they made her in the lab.
Maybe. But how do they know the side effects? Because they don't even know...
They're not keeping tabs on Logan.
They're not keeping tabs on Logan.
Maybe you could still like figure it out. Like, oh, actually, this is bad for people.
Yeah.
You know, smoking used to be cool, and then they're like, ah, cancer.
And they made it like
the big C came up. Know what I'm saying?
I would say yeah.
Go rip. I'm sorry, guys.
We're gonna get shot up.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, I love that Laura kept the glasses. That she had a Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. From this movie.
It's just a fun little callback.
I agree.
And then I wanted to touch on like a little silly question.
Oh, here. Something kind of funny.
So after they go to the gas station, get their snacks.
Yeah.
Charles has a little pee break with Logan.
Yes.
Which was great.
It was really funny.
They go to Vegas. They finally get some clothes.
Yeah.
Charles gets a nice little fedora. Fedora for himself. Just a silly question. Do you think Charles got that hat because it reminded him of Magneto? It's a reach for sure,
but I don't hate the thought.
Because once he put it on, I'm like, that's Magneto.
That's him. That's him.
Because he always had that swag in the old X-Men movies.
The rib.
He was tripped out, always.
He was like, yeah.
Always had the best suit.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
And he always wore that hat.
He did. That's a good call. I don't think it's that far of a reach, all things considered.
Yeah. It would have been cool if he, like, said something.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I can control metal.
And then my final point is I like how they made Laura a very quiet character at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it just makes her character more mysterious. Mm-hmm. And also I wouldn't say helping, but seeing Logan trying to, like, not problem solve, but, like, find his way, like, find the story of her.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just asking her.
Yeah, like, she's not answering.
Are you my daughter?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoiler.
Is Laura, Gabrielle your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
You know.
She's not.
Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the, what is it? The mutant lab, sorry.
Oh, yes, she came from,
figuring all that out. Yep. So I think it's a nice little growth.
And yeah, absolutely.
We kept him quiet.
Yeah.
Or kept her quiet.
And I also really enjoyed, like, the silences in this film.
Yeah.
There wasn't, I wish there was almost more, but I don't know, there's something like, I want to name him. James Mangold did a really good job with, all of this film, which I'll touch on more,
but yeah.
Those silences were really nice and just kind of showed, like, what Logan would be doing
all
the time.
It would have been nice to, like, you know, speak like how you wanted more of it, like they're driving, just all quiet, like her listening to music,
mm-hmm.
and him just like
kind of being.
Oh, it would have been such a great scene of him like road raging at somebody.
Yeah, that would be kind of fire.
So funny. But that is the end of my points, brother.
Okay, well, we'll skim through mine really quick because they're all right. Kind of just to piggyback off what you said.
I think they're great.
Wow, I think you're great.
Thank you.
I really enjoy that this movie starts out with a bang.
It does.
I feel like every time that we watch a movie where this happens, it really just captivates us, both of us.
Setting the tone, like I said.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right off the rippo.
Rippo.
Both between just like the fight with the thugs, but also the fight that happens in Mexico between Donald and Caliban.
Yep.
And Charles. Nice. Thank you. I had to think for a moment. Yeah. next one being that Charles is housed in a collapsed water container, like a water tower. It's metal.
Cooking.
There in Mexico. Not a lot of tree coverage there. Absolutely.
Cooking.
It just seems so awful. I mean, you guys have seen Tyler and I when it's hot. It's just miserable.
Yeah.
And maybe we're yapping a little bit extra more today.
Nice. Because it's solid temperature outside.
It's 64 degrees. I'm wearing sweatpants and my freaking mops again.
Yeah.
Jesus. But I hate being hot.
I'm wearing this.
And I just feel like living in that metal box would just be absolutely heinous.
It'd be hell.
Put a bullet in me, boss.
There's no way Logan or Caliban installed AC in that thing.
No. Like, he's got holes in it. So it's
and
like,
that's a lot of money to fill AC in that thing.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
First of all, metal, cooking, hot.
Cooking, yeah.
Then you're going to have to AC that. You're going to have multiple AC fans.
Have to.
To at least cool down that metal.
Yeah.
Heat rises as well.
It does. Miserable.
Heavy miserable.
It's crazy that these companies just kept Wolverine's DNA all this time, and now they're just producing children. And, spoilers, but also something completely different, or they just grow it in a lab completely. Yeah. I'd be pretty upset. There is, I don't know if you've seen the case, but there's like a guy that donated his white goo, and apparently they just like gave it away without like his knowledge.
Oh.
And he has like 18 kids now.
Oh.
And he was nice. Like, yo, what's happening?
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you a little question, little question here.
Yeah.
Do you think they got the Logan's DNA from X-Men Origins? Can he just put it with Antimania?
Absolutely.
Yeah, had to been.
Yeah. Fun question for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have Wolverine's claws or Laura's?
Wolverine's.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, dude. I think I got to take Laura's.
Size matters.
Hers are pretty long.
Yeah, but he's got a little more girth.
A little more girth, yeah, for sure. I like the foot one, though.
I really like the middle claw.
Yeah. It does look like having the two does look a little weird.
Yeah, I like the middle claw.
You're literally a
flipping
fork.
Somebody off with a middle claw. Yeah. And we've seen it before.
We have.
It's nice. It's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then also, like, I've seen him also put the claw in between. Yeah. It was in actually Deadpool and Wolverine with Paradox when he puts it in between his face. Oh. And he has the middle claw slowly coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, there's also in, I want to say it's just the Wolverine.
Yeah.
He throws like a bar patron up against like a post and then traps him with a two and then has one go to his neck.
Yeah.
So that's also cool. I do agree with that. Yeah. That is nice. I don't know, man. That foot one is just like, you know, kind of obviously it came in handy.
Mm-hmm. Did you nice like the explanation that Charles had about that?
I do.
Yeah.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense.
With male lions, bigger claws, and the female lions.
More defensive.
More defensive. They need grip, you know? Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Donald tells Caliban after the fight that Laura is an R&D mistake, which I thought was a really cool way of saying that she was grown in a lab, or I guess raised in a lab, without necessarily saying that she was. We find out later, obviously, with Gabriella's video that she was. But it was cool, like, having that second rewatch and, like, having the knowledge. I'm like, oh. Kind of like how, like, the Deadpools, it's like, you know, right next to a steaming pot of foreshadowing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like one of those, but not as aggressive.
Yeah.
And my last point before we jump into Act 2 here is we talked about the gas station scene.
Yeah.
We talked about the flip. We talked about the pony. Talked about if that guy was a bad guy. One thing we didn't touch on was her snack choices. We're big snackers.
We had Pringles in there, right? She had Pringles, right?
She did have Pringles. And you and I.
Big Pringle guy.
Big
shout
Pringles.
Out Pringles.
Shout out Pringles.
Love, absolutely love what you guys have been doing lately.
I agree with that.
Push up Pringles cup. Throwing it out there again.
Yeah, well, one more time for the one time for the
push
one.
Push up Pringles cup. Scorching hot. Push up Pringles cup. Come on.
Fire. Yeah. Hey, oh, and then on the scorching one, the little twisty thing can be like red.
Oh, see? Look. We got
to
make it.
We have to. Because no one else is, apparently.
You got
to
put it. If you don't do it, we're going to have to put it in our own hands here, Pringles.
We're going to have to. Anyways, and I don't want to do that.
Let's look at the snack choices here.
She grabs out of this whole gas station, which you and I, we frequent often.
I'm going to rate this too.
She grabs original Pringles. It's a plethora of Pringles. She grabs the red container. To me, one, it shows she has no real-world experience, which obviously is good for the story.
And like we said, love Pringles.
Love
no
Pringles.
Offense to you, Pringles.
Your originals are ass.
Originals are, they're not, I wouldn't say ass. They're just, you guys have so many better other flavors. I was like, there's no way I'm picking original.
I agree with that. I will say also, it is the best original chip. Like Lay's originals, dog.
Yeah.
I would prefer
actually,
Pringle
100%.
Over that. You know what I mean?
Because they got a little bit more weight to them.
Agreed.
You know, Lay's is like, oh, it's way too salty,
and
too.
And it's also like weirdly oily. The Lay's ones?
It is. Your Pringles fingers are all that. Like greasy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're
which
right.
is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I have for the people.
Okay. Great. Act one, sorry.
Oh, geez, Rick.
Points there.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's jump right into act numero dos.
Dos.
Caliban.
I don't know why I said it like that, man.
I love
I'm
it.
Twisted.
Act two. Donald and his crew aren't far from Logan. While Logan waits for his new vehicle, he gets a drink and reads a comic book, which had Eden in it, and realizes where he is taking Laura isn't real. Logan receives the new truck and heads to the hotel, but notices some guards, and then Charles has another seizure. Can't wait to talk about that. Logan slays all the bad guys. Slay.
That's immediately where I went.
And gives Charles his meds to stop the seizure. They pack up and leave while everybody else recovers. Dude, hotel lobby was... One of you was like...
that was he committed to it. It was great.
Crazy.
Oh, it's rough, man.
As they are driving, an auto truck merges, which causes Logan and another vehicle to drive off-road. Logan helps them, so they invite him home for dinner and a place to sleep.
Not a bad little
what a welcoming
meal.
Family, by the way.
I 100% agree.
Dr. Xander. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the family. Great family. The wife killed him. But we're gonna go back to that.
Go ahead, continue.
Dr. Xander Rice shows up and tells Caliban he is bringing him bringing him something new to track Logan. Mm. But he still needs him to track and against his better judgment, he agrees. Sorry, guys. And we're not going to edit that one. We're just going to
raw dog that one.
We're going to go with that struggle. Back at the Munson house, the water goes out, so Logan tucks Charles in.
Wow. Yeah.
And goes with Will Munson to fix the water pump. People with guns show up and threaten Will, but Logan defends him without showing his powers, and the men drive off.
Dude, tough. I feel like also snapping the shotgun in half kind of showed the powers.
Looks like Will brought some muscles with him. Back at the house, a younger version of Logan walks into the room with Charles and stabs him, then grabs Laura while they're killing the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy
stuff. I will say, he was gentle about the touch on the shoulder. I'll take that. And honestly, the gentle with the stab.
We could talk about that, actually.
We will.
Maybe he has a little...
We will.
Personal time.
Oh. Personal time with Tyler and Gonzo. Talking to yourself. Just me. I'm out, bro. I have to tell you. I wasn't invited, so...
Logan rushes inside and looks at the younger version of himself, a.k.a. X-24, then rushes upstairs to find Charles. Man. Logan does everything he can, but Charles dies. So he goes to help Laura and fights X-24. But Will hits X-24 with his truck and shoots him and tries to shoot Logan, but collapses. And also, a little click to the gun.
Yeah.
Logan stumbles over, since he isn't healing properly, and grabs Laura to save her. Caliban, during all this, was able to grab some grenades and pull pins, causing a large explosion, killing him and injuring more. Beware of the light.
That was kind of hard.
Yeah. And that is the end of act number dos.
Fantastic job.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's jump right into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir.
I think it's super cool that this movie has comic books in it.
Yeah.
It makes it feel way more realistic, even though I'm watching a movie about an old man who grows claws from his hands.
Yeah.
But there is like a realistic touch with the comic books and how he even references them. He says like a quarter of this happened, the rest is all phony. It was just really cool.
It's a really great way of explaining the story of the superheroes.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm going to do another Boys reference here. In the Boys, it's like, it's more... modern. They're doing movies, they're doing shows.
Commercialized. And
I like the comic books.
I agree.
You know?
It is really cool.
And you can add a little bit extra to it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay anybody.
Yeah.
You can just ride along.
Absolutely.
You know?
You can do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
The scene where Logan goes to the hotel while Charles is having a seizure is fantastic.
Yes.
Logan is able to kill all the bad guys, but they stay in the same spot, which I think is a really cool and unique fight, sort of just, you know, whatever we want to call it. It's super well done.
It's unreal. And like what I was saying in the beginning of the movie, with the claws in the face, we see it multiple times.
Yes. Yeah.
Up here, back at
the side.
Back of the head. I would have preferred that.
The side or the back?
The back of the head.
Yeah.
Not seeing it coming. I don't want to see it coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly.
The first dude.
Unlucky.
Was rough. But he got it in the head.
Yeah, he did.
He did get it in the head. Yeah. His head was stuck to the door. That's right.
Super unlucky.
I think he got one to the chest first.
I think he did as well.
Yeah,
because it was like he like lunged off to go to him, and then was like,
yeah, he got it the worst. He really did.
Loki, yeah. Wow. And then like the moment the seizure stops, all the bodies just,
yeah,
was cool. it's a really dark thought, so just hear me out here. But when the auto truck merges and the Munson family and then Logan and the group all veer off the road. And Charles ends up using his powers, which is also a nice touch that we know that Charles is still capable of harnessing and using his powers. It's the only time
he's able to control them.
That's a great way of putting it. Which is the only time that we see it in the film, which is kind of depressing, but it is a nice, fun way of doing it.
Yeah.
But he uses his powers to like guide the horses back to the trailer or back to the Munsons. There are a lot of auto trucks on that highway.
They're hauling.
They're schmoving as well. Could you imagine if, like, Charles obviously shuts his eyes to use his powers, doesn't see an auto truck, and just one of the horses just...
Yeah.
Do you think the Munsons are still appreciative at that time? Because, I mean, they don't know that Charles is using his power.
They're definitely a little heartbroken.
I have to agree with that.
And they're not inviting Actually, they are not inviting. The wife's not inviting.
Really? Over for dinner. Oh, well, I mean, they don't know that that was Charles's. They don't know that he's.
Yeah, but they're a little saddened.
That is true. You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their own personal emotions are like.
Yeah, you know, they're grieving.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a nice another like nice touch is that when Logan and Will are fixing the water pump, you can see that Logan is wrenching through these bolts. Like, no issue whatsoever. Yeah. And Will is still, like, struggling to get this last one tight. It shows that even though Logan is old and not in the best shape anymore, he's still got it in.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still better.
He's in terrific shape.
Yeah.
But for him.
Awful.
One of the worst.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and it's funny because Will is like, we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. And Logan's like, I got stuff I need to do. Yeah, so
let's crank this out. What if he was like, move over?
give me both wrenches. Yeah. also, it also reminded me of like, I don't know, it's like an interview with a basketball player, and I guess he wasn't like super great, but he was like, he's like, all these people talking trash in my comments, like, you guys have to realize, like, I'm closer to LeBron James than you guys are to me. And it's like, Logan's like, yo, I'm closer to like being the strongest human than you guys are to me.
Yeah.
I'm still.
I want to know who you're talking about.
I'll try to find it. Wow. This one is heartbreaking to even read, but yeah. The Charles death scene.
Yeah.
Dude. Devastating.
It's
finally
really sad.
Yeah, yeah. He finally pours his heart out to what he thinks is Logan.
Opens up.
Yeah. Says he doesn't even deserve a nice night because of what happened in Westchester. And then he is stabbed by someone that looks a lot like Logan. And you can imagine being that old, being that senile, and going through that traumatic of an experience.
Yeah.
That even though Logan rushes up and says, it wasn't me, that Charles died thinking that Logan killed him.
Yeah.
And that is such a, devastating thought the bond that they've had for so long and everything that Charles has done for him and everything specifically in this movie and what we Logan's can only imagine
from, yeah.
before
yeah.
of what Logan's done for him.
Yeah.
And then for Charles to think, like, my guy just stabbed me.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's rough. Let's have a little quick dialogue, though, real quick about X-24.
Okay.
With a touch on the shoulder.
Yeah. Mad gentle.
Interesting. Because he's built off rage.
I think it's because he just didn't see Charles as a threat.
Maybe.
He's in bed. He's old. He's saying all these words.
Because there's no way he has any sort of memories.
No.
Or, like, he's not a clone.
No, he has no, like, yeah. Charles, to him, is a new person.
Yeah. It is interesting, though.
It is. But, honestly, it was, like, a nice, like, he very gracefully flipped him over.
I mean, you know it's a bad guy right off the rip. When you're not showing the face.
Yeah.
And walking, like, oh, damn.
Yeah, agreed.
Laura, like, Laura's got to be better, too.
I do agree with that.
Got to be better.
She's awake.
Yeah.
She's hearing all of it.
Yeah. And if something's, like, off, like, why would Logan just be standing there
just pulling up?
All quiet.
Yeah.
He's going to say something snarky.
Yeah. Or just not show up. He's too busy downstairs sleeping.
He would walk in the door and be like, hey, Charles.
It's time to go.
Hey, Charles, go to bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's time to leave or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't know. It was kind of nice, though. Like, Charles at least got a little bit of respect when he got killed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think that Charles knew it wasn't him. Because he carries him out to the truck, and he talks about, what was the last word he said? It's star something. I'm trying to remember that, but
I don't know.
But he's looking at our Logan.
Correct.
So maybe he realized, and he also, Logan was like, it wasn't me.
But also, I mean,
maybe
neither of us could even fathom what it feels like to be stabbed through the chest like that.
Yeah.
So I've broken a bone, and after I broke my bone, a lot of people were yelling and screaming and asking me things. I'm way more focused on the fact that my palm is touching the back of my shoulder than anything else.
That is true.
I'm like, yo, arms aren't supposed to do this.
Yeah.
But I can smack myself in the back of my head going this direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could think maybe that's in it. But also, in a happy ending, I would like to think that Charles did know that that wasn't him.
For sure.
And then my last point here is that obviously it's hindsight. To an extent, I'm going to give you a little bit of leeway here. Because obviously, X-Men Origins, when he fights Wade.
Yeah.
You know, that Deadpool. Yuck. Actually, he was kind of hard
pretty
at the
sure
end of it.
Isn't that Deadpool like X something?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what it was, but
X23 or something.
I think it's like X13.
Maybe.
I don't remember, but it's Deadpool.
Yeah.
He kills him by chopping off his head.
Mm-hmm.
Logan should have known when he was fighting X24 that at least cut off an arm. Cut off both arms. There are many times when he's stabbing him in other areas.
Yeah.
Slice off an arm so at least he's only got one arm to attack you. Obviously, you know, it could grow back. Very good chance of that. But at least there's a moment, a brief moment in which it's one or none. No claws.
Yeah.
And you could have attacked.
I feel like it hurts when he is clawing X-24 or Laura. Actually, not Laura, but X-24. Because mm-hmm. he's hitting Antimanium's hitting Antimanium.
I was going to bring that up. Is that maybe he wasn't able to cut him off.
Yeah.
Because it is Antimanium versus Antimanium. So maybe that could be why he didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, Wade had a super long. I guess he didn't cut off his arm.
But it was also melted. It was also got heated up.
His claws did, yes.
Oh, his claws did. Yeah, you're right.
When he used laser vision.
Yeah.
He went like this.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense. The laser's going through the gaps. Anyway, a different movie. But that's what I have for you.
Nice.
Great act two. A lot happens. Oh, great my act God.
Just, you kind of pointed it out. We talked about it. Charles Caesar scene. Caesar.
Caesar. Little Caesars.
Great pizza. Seizure scene in Las Vegas is one of my favorite scenes too. And like all the people just like out cold.
Out.
Such a good scene. And I wanted to touch on the family. Mm-hmm. Another scene I like really, really liked was the dinner scene with the Munson family, with Charles, with Laura, with Logan. Logan and Charles kind of like bickering, but it's a friendly banter going on.
Like a family banter.
Yeah, it's really nice. And then seeing Laura kind of like smile, knowing it's like it's a good moment.
Absolutely.
I really, really.
She got to like see what like a real family was like.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool.
But the wife got him killed. Okay.
Give it to me.
She invited him to dinner.
She did.
Okay. That's a soft strike.
That's pretty crazy, in my opinion.
It's a soft strike. The second one, inviting him over to sleep.
The sleep was
see,
crazy.
That's where after, they could have been. Like, they could have been gone.
Yeah,
that family would have survived. Meal. You know.
Yeah.
The son probably would have been, you know, in the future, been a farm boy. You know,
they could have cured cancer.
Yeah, they would have fought that family.
Yeah.
Owners, you know.
Yeah.
On their own.
Screw them, by the way.
Screw them.
Yeah.
But you know. A little bummed about that.
I do agree with that. It is pretty crazy. It's one. I do agree with you. It's one thing to invite them home for dinner. Another thing to have them stay. These guys are strangers.
Strangers. I would never do that.
No.
I'm not inviting
also,
them.
Out of just pure respect, we got an old man.
Yeah.
We got a oldish man, and we got a young, young girl.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't want that in the house. You know what I mean? I already got a whole family with, like, you know, my husband and then my son.
Yeah.
Already enough going on.
It is a little bit welcoming. Charles is welcoming.
Absolutely.
Laura's welcoming.
Yeah.
Logan.
Yeah. A little more closed off, for sure.
Closed but, off.
Intimidating. It's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. If someone helps me on the side of the road, here's the cash in my wallet, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Or ma'am, whatever the case may be. Hopefully it's enough. You guys can have a nice dinner.
That's fair.
It's really nice.
That's fair.
Don't and follow me home.
I wanted to touch on the dinner scene, too, because, like, we see that in the end of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
With Laura and Logan.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Another little fun callback.
Yeah. And she gets once again to see a family.
Yeah.
And it's obviously been a while. She's been in the void.
She has been in the void. And it's just cool to see her older. And it's so cool that we get to see the same actor.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really cool that they...
That,
one, that the gap of time, is it 7 years... She looks so different in those
way
7 years.
Oh, yeah, way different.
She looks, maybe it's just, I talk to, like, you and then work people.
Yeah.
But, like, her in this movie, I'm like, oh, my God, she's 7.
Yeah.
And then I see her in Deadpool Wolverine, I'm like, oh, my God, she's an adult.
Yeah, it's crazy.
7 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
God, I'm old.
2017, and we saw Laura, little kid, to now.
Adult.
Yeah.
Paying taxes.
Yeah. Anyways, but I wanted to touch on, again, on Logan and Charles's, like, relationship. I really, really appreciate the way Logan cares for Charles.
Yeah.
like throughout the whole movie and this is my another point, after saying all that, it's Charles's death is very sad. And it's also super traumatizing for Logan. But we also touched on...
Feels like he's alone,
and he doesn't know if Charles knows that it wasn't him.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And that's something he's probably going to battle for what would have been...
And he has already a lot going on in that brain of his.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a tough mm-hmm. one to go. Mm-hmm. And then just a fun little point.
Oh.
The claw in the armpit is a crazy move.
Dude. Ow.
Dude. That would hurt.
Agreed.
I mean, he's getting stabbed everywhere, but just that one, they're really creative where they're putting the claws.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. That would be awful.
Yeah.
Also, it's not in my notes, but I do want to bring this up as well. $97 million, once again, was the budget here. We see wounds on Logan a lot throughout this film. They look so good.
Practical, dude.
It like oh cheap like and the so beginning good. When he's like shoving the bullets out of his chest when he's shot with the buckshot here where after his X-24 fight and then when he's at the doctor's like oh my god, and they don't like obviously they're not because it's you know X-24 he knows to really get in there
mm-hmm.
but they do not look like scratches. Those are deep wounds.
And
like the meat, you can see like the meat in him like the muscles and not just like oh you know it's gonna scab over. You need, industrial staples.
They did him justice.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper on the facial hair. It looks so good, too. You just pointed out, sorry. I wanted to throw this in. I'm just going to throw it in real quick. He walks with a limp, but he's able to push out bullets with his chest.
Yeah.
So he does heal a little bit. Yeah. The limp should be going away. But I understand it's for the character to show that he's...
Yeah.
But just, come on. You know.
I mean, what if it's just straight up arthritis?
Could be arthritis. It definitely could, actually.
And that's pretty hard to heal through, I imagine.
Yeah.
So it's not like his bones are really healing anymore. His skin barely heals. I imagine bones healing is much more
collagen. Isn't it collagen? Or collagen.
Yeah.
Probably not healing
anymore. Cartilage.
Cartilage. Thank you, collagen. That's for sharks and ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's also like a hydration thing, right?
Don't ask me.
Cartilage is what I'm looking for, though.
Yeah, don't ask me there.
And the cartilage...
That was
going away.
The cartilage is gone there.
My God, it's gone. It's bone to bone.
Anyways.
Are we ready, ladies and gentlemen, for act number three?
Act three. Let's get right into it.
Alrighty. Logan drives away and sets Laura free from her handcuffs. Dr. Rice gets a cleanup crew at the Munson's house and injects... X-24 with some medication, aka steroids, which will make him heal and make him stronger. Steroids. I hit that. Saturday. Logan stops at a forest to bury Charles and says some words, then collapses from his wounds. Laura steals a vehicle and takes him to an urgent care. It's wonderful of her.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor says he is poisoned and that he is dying, but Logan gets up and walks away. After a heated conversation, Logan starts the truck and drives towards North Dakota, a.k.a. Eden.
Eden.
Eden. That kind of hurt my throat. Logan falls asleep behind the wheel, so Laura tells him to pull over and get some rest. And without Logan's knowledge, she takes over and continues the drive.
Continues the drive.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
Donald found Laura's picture at the crime scene and flips it over and sees the coordinates they are traveling to, so he gets a team and heads that way. Logan finally wakes up and exits the car and sees Eden, only to collapse again. The kids get him to the top of the mountain, and they start tending to him. Logan wakes up and catches a kid almost injecting him with the same medicine that they gave X-24, a.k.a.
steroids.
But he stops him. Laura asks Logan about the adamantium bullet, and Logan tells her about it, obviously. But she decides to keep it, so it'll be safe.
Mm.
The next morning, the kids are gone, and Logan notices the drones are heading their direction, so he grabs the medicine and starts running toward them to help them. Once he is close, he injects himself with the entire bottle of steroids.
Steroids.
Yes, and starts slaughtering all the bad guys and hoping to protect the kids. That's great. When she hears the scream in the distance. Oh. After a long fight, Donald releases X-24, which is even more mad than before, and really gives Logan a good what for.
Mm-hmm.
Logan shoots X-24 with the adamantium bullet, but it's too late since X-24 stabbed Logan through the chest on a tree. Logan dies, and Laura cries.
Anchor being. Sorry.
You're not wrong. Laura and the rest of the kids bury Logan and continue their walk across the border to be safe as the movie comes to a close.
Sorry, we just got a comment on our YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have to give that a gander at some point.
Yeah, I just saw like a little glimpse of it.
Mm. All right.
Anyways, to my points.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a sad scene for Logan burying Charles.
Absolutely.
But after he walks away and goes to the truck, doesn't start. Him seeing him rage in the truck with the shovel, smacking the shit out of the truck is so funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
And then I wanted to just kind of jump. They get the car. They go to Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Logan collapses.
Yeah.
Kind of gets healed a little bit. A
little bit.
With steroids.
Yeah. By the way, the dude sleeps a lot in this movie.
He does. Yeah, he does. But I did really, really like how Logan is like opening up to Laura at Eden. It was nice to see. He tells her that every time he gets too close to people he cares about, they get hurt. They die. Which is true.
Very true. Unfortunately, Laura has to make a backhanded comment and say, well, I guess I'm going to be fine then.
Yeah,
which is crazy. So disrespectful.
He's really giving you
He his just took all. You to Eden.
He did everything
you wanted. You are kind of the reason why Charles is dead.
Yeah.
And Caliban.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I get he was not the best parent.
Have a little sympathy?
One of the same,
One of the same things.
I think sympathy is like feeling bad and empathy is like putting yourself in their position.
Okay, so
yeah, either would work.
Sympathy is feeling for the person, but you don't know their position.
Yeah, I believe so.
Empathy is you've been in that position. Yeah, and you're feeling for them.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. Spitballing.
Gosh, I hope I'm right. More than welcome to rip me.
We'll put the description up on screen.
And if I'm wrong, you say idiot arrow.
I already have an arrow pointed. Thank you for that. By the way, it's gonna make my head a lot easier. But yeah, no, I think it was mad disrespectful, but go ahead and continue.
Yeah, no, it was.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
What are we talking about here?
She storms
off and looks up at the stars like she's 26 years old.
Yeah. She's very mature for a little kid. Driving.
She's killed a lot of people. That's got to bring some maturity.
Yeah, 100%. It's actually a great call.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Okay.
4 bodies dead in Central Oregon. The Watchers podcast. Like, comment, and subscribe, by the way.
It would be in a documentary. Yeah, so he was like a big Marvel fan.
He's huge. He had a podcast.
And you could see the evil in
him. Dude, every time
Netflix
that's what they
doc. Yeah.
They zoom into my eyes.
Yeah.
How dark he is.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pissed the kids shaved his beard. The scruff was a good look for him. Although I do like the classic Wolverine look.
Of course.
The salt and pepper with it.
It didn't look good.
His face just aged.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah. I don't think it's not necessary for Wolverine to look like Wolverine in every film. That is Wolverine.
Yeah, exactly.
You look great with that scruff.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Give it to him.
Give it to me, baby.
And then I kind of just jumping ahead here when they are running away from Donald and the crew.
Yes.
I love seeing all the other mutant kids team up on Donald.
Yeah.
Who's basically one of the people that tortured him.
I'd say he's probably the main antagonist
One of the main antagonists. Yeah. And them using all their powers, which you can definitely be involved in this dialogue here.
Yeah.
Should have been right off the rip. We've got to use those powers right off the rip. Why are we running away?
I agree with that. I think you just full up square. Just give it a chow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a robotic arm versus... Oh, funny enough, I did have a point about that that skipped it. But, robotic arm versus superpowers. Let's be real here. Superpower wins every single time.
Yeah, there's a lot of... They had a lot of them have robotic arms.
Yes.
Whoa.
That was tough. That was really tough.
Caliban.
Yeah, I mean, we're just feeling...
We're struggling right now.
But yeah, no, I do agree. I think... and also their powers were, like, pretty fucking typical.
I mean, you got one doing electricity if he touches metal?
Yep.
I'm assuming.
Yeah,
one
a current.
And then one that Telekinesis.
Yep. Another one that just breathes frost.
Almost gave me blue balls with almost being Magneto lifting a truck, but it was actually the ground.
Yeah.
Coming up. So yeah. He can move Earth.
Yep.
In a way, I think.
Earthbender.
Yeah. And then somebody else can move nature.
Yep.
It was, yeah, gotta use those right off the rip.
I agree.
You know?
And also, even for that scene, I get that we're, like, you know, like, taking out our aggression out on Donald. I respect that, you know, obviously.
This man over here
but is Logan's
dying over here.
Literally dying.
He's dying over
here. And I'm sure he could use some extra help here.
And then, like, the girl with the nature, there's a tree branch.
Stump. Yeah.
Stump.
Yeah.
In him.
Yeah.
Let's, you know,
move
easily
that out of,
move that out.
Yeah.
Instead of Laura.
Oh my God. Yeah, just hacking away.
Hacking away at it. That's rough.
That's rough.
That's rough.
That's rough.
And then I'm going to now. Great scene. Great battle.
It was good.
Unfortunately, our anchor being AKA Logan, AKA Wolverine, AKA Hugh Jackman,
correct.
AKA
the Claw Man.
The Claw Man, AKA
the Claw.
Steroid Taker.
Yeah.
AKA.
Got another one for me?
Australian Man.
Oh, good one. Good one. Good one.
Yeah, that's all I got there.
The gin drinker.
He passes away.
He does.
Very sad scene. Very emotional scene.
It was.
Wanted to go to the funeral.
Okay.
The burial.
Yes.
Laura quoted something that was, we saw, I don't know if you guys have seen, he noticed when I pointed it out, but there's the "no more guns in the valley" quote from Laura is a famous Oscar-nominated Western released in 1953 called Shane, which is what we saw in the hotel in Las Vegas with Charles and her watching it. Mm-hmm. So it definitely had a little bit of
sentiment
to it. Yes. And she definitely attached to that.
Yeah. She like retained that.
Yeah. Which is crazy that she memorized that whole thing, by the way.
Yeah. Agreed.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I couldn't be me.
Yeah. This is a great, did you want to say something?
Go for it.
This is a great quote because it has a great parallel between the Western and Logan's own story. I'm crediting this to Screen Rant. Their statement is, Logan may have killed the bad guys, but it came at a cost of his life, while Shane killed the villains but decided to leave, feeling his life is marked by violence and he'll only hurt the people he cares about if he stays, which is a great callback from when Logan was opening up to Laura, saying, every time I get too close to people,
they die.
They die.
Yep.
So it was a great little, you know.
A 180 or 360?
360.
Yeah.
I
do have something I want to touch on that.
Yeah.
If that was at the end of that.
That is the end of my
Okay. Point. In that hotel scene, he says, I remember watching this. It's one of the first films I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, brother. And funny enough, that was actually one of the first movies that, I almost said Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, he actually
Patrick Stewart has ever seen.
Wow,
in theaters.
That's cool.
So it was actually, like, it got some like realism in there as well.
Oh, that
was
I didn't
nice.
Know that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's sick. Did you, would he say that in like an interview?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. But I really like that. And I love the, just the director really wanted to kind of pay homage to Western films.
Mm-hmm.
So this was kind of a homage to him.
Yeah.
With Logan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Great film.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of touch on my final points here. Laura changing the cross from an X was just a beautiful touch. Nice little cherry on top of the film.
He is the X-Man.
Yep. And a nice little slow scene.
Yep.
Getting the X.
Little pan out.
Zoom in. And then we get into the post-credits, and I don't do this often.
Yeah.
But it's a great song to roll into the credits.
Absolutely.
The Man Comes Around by Johnny Cash.
By Johnny Cash.
Beautiful song.
Agreed.
Beautiful song. And that is the end of my points.
Yeah. Okay. Well, zip through mine really quick, like. Right. Half of them are garbage anyway. Laura punching Logan, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It was like a fun, because I mean, obviously, you know, they're superhumans. Could actually do damage, especially to Logan, because he's not healing. But like, just a quick, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're pissing me
no
off.
No need for that, too. He just said thank you for taking me to the hospital.
Yeah.
She's still pissed.
Yeah. Obviously, she tells him to get some rest. She ends up schwipping the schwip.
Yeah.
What a phenomenal road to learn how to drive on.
100%.
I mean, I guess she didn't learn because she also took him to urgent care. And
yeah.
I imagine she's done a little bit before that.
Yeah.
But pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
There's a beautiful road.
Don't know if her legs can really reach.
I was kind of thinking that as well.
But,
you know. Also, it's a 3 on the tree. So, like, pretty impressive she, like, knew how to do that. I guess she absorbed it from Logan when he put it in drive when they left the urgent care.
Yeah, she's a very smart girl. I mean, we were just talking about her memorizing an entire quote from the movie.
Yeah.
And spitting it flawlessly.
Yeah. She could insane.
Go in the music industry. What are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked about that. I mean, what are we talking about? Use your superpowers.
Yeah.
You know, catch me just doing everything I can to create distance. You know, whether that's falling trees or, you know, freezing a tree and knocking it over or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Talking about the cross into the X here. Mm. The cross, or X, after everything that Logan did, including sacrificing his life to make sure that these kids would get across the border, all they could do was muster up 2 twigs.
What are we doing here?
The rocks. You can pull up trees.
The rocks is fine.
The rocks was actually, it was a great touch.
Great touch. The X, come on. We're going to need some fancy cross.
I'm going to need something here. Like, and I understand they're in a rush here, but also you could just be like, and just move 2 trees. Yeah. Like, granted, if there were trees, then Laura couldn't have shaped into an X.
Yeah.
But what are we talking about? Maybe the trees just fall over.
And they left, too.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
It was kind of disrespectful.
Well, actually, you want to give Laura that
space.
One-on-one time.
Yeah.
But they were long gone. They're like, okay, we're out of here. Distant away.
Yeah. Agreed. Sorry. Brothers yapping. I will say, during the burial as well, it's cool that one of the kids is actually holding a Wolverine action figure.
Yeah.
And at the time, once again, we think that this is Hugh Jackman hanging up the claws.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we never saw him in that original suit. So it was kind of like a way of, like, we don't get to see him in it, but there's, like, one last reminder of it.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though, about that.
Okay.
Comic books, this action figure. Do you think that the X-Men made any money off of this?
So it's kind of like Vought. Again, the boys reference. It's kind of like Vought.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't think they were. I think in this universe, they're more worried about
actual
problems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to make money somehow.
Agreed.
I would assume they would do something for the kids.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to think so.
They just have a little percentage.
Maybe
a little. Everybody, like, people are doing stuff, and they're getting a solid 10%, 15%.
Maybe it's all just going
royalty from it.
Yeah.
You know? Did it bite at you or
a little bit?
Yeah.
A fun something that I haven't seen this movie in a long time, but I saw it brought up, and I think it's actually really cool. Is that in The Wolverine in 2013, Yukio says that Wolverine will die on his back with blood everywhere, holding his heart in his hand, which is exactly what happened in Logan, which came out in 2017.
Yep.
My biggest qualm with this is, how are you going to spoil the ending of a movie 5 years early?
Yeah.
That is kind of disrespectful, but also it's crazy that whether or not that was, like, planned is really cool, like the nod.
Yeah, it probably was planned, but not in this sort of film.
Correct.
Also, X-Men is all over the place.
So everywhere.
Especially for Wolverine movies.
Oh, yeah.
So you could, I mean, it's just a luck of the draw.
Correct.
Really, at the point.
Agreed. And my last point here before we jump into our rating, I want to gas up the writer and director here. James Mangold did an exceptional job creating Logan. He took so much inspiration from the comics and put it on the big screen, which I think is very impressive. Obviously, Marvel is known for doing that.
Yep.
But I did, like, a little bit of a deep dive on, like, the history and the inspiration of Logan and just the amount of different comic books that he was referencing. Even, like, the Least Chrysler, the license plate. I forget exactly what it is. It's, like, an MTR-112, which apparently is a reference to, like, 2 different Wolverine comics of 112.
Love that.
Obviously, the majority of this was based off of, Old Man Logan, the comic book series. And also, the origin of Laura came from her comic book series, and they did that phenomenally well.
Yeah.
I just feel like I feel like he's not talked about a lot. I feel like the creative direction that this movie went isn't talked about a lot. Obviously, this movie is highly rated, and a lot of people love it.
Love it.
But, you know, pull a respect
on
James.
That's crazy. We never got a Stan Lee cameo.
We didn't.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
That's sad.
It is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Do we normally get them in X-Men movies? Because I don't remember one in Origins. You're right.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But it's a Marvel character.
I wonder if it's because he didn't develop the X-Men.
Maybe. You might be
right. I don't know what that is. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But we're into our rating, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
We're going to jump right into this one.
Gave you the countdown.
3, 2, 1, go. 9-1.
Very close.
Fair.
Very close. Fair.
This is one of my favorite superhero movies.
Yeah.
Love the realism of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Took a way different approach, especially 2017. This is, yeah. You don't see this often.
Yeah.
Ever, really.
Agreed.
I mean, now in the present, a lot's going on now. Yeah. With this type of thing. So like this, well, I mean, not this, but Logan's definitely, I would say, an origin from...
Like rated R comic book
rated
movies.
Rated R comic book movies.
Yeah. I mean, The Watchmen as well.
And but, just
yeah.
from the beginning to the end, I think, honestly, flawless film.
It was a fantastic watch through and yeah. through. I do agree with that. It's weird for me to rate. Obviously, it's not canon to the MCU, which is obviously like what I'm basing my rating off of, and that's what obviously we talk about in this whole podcast.
Yeah.
But I mean, just kind of to repeat what Gonzo said, it was just a phenomenal watch through and through. I loved it. The realism of it. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was
great.
It was nice. So happy to cover it, and I'm excited to what we got. Hook it up here soon for you guys. Because now we finished the movies.
Oh.
Now we got some cooking.
Now we got some cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone turn that stove off. Because I'm using the oven to cook.
Yeah. We need a gas stove. Imagine a gas stove.
It'd be great.
Wow, what a time that would be.
Yeah.
Anyways. On.
Topic question.
Yeah, topic question for you. Let me get right to it. So sorry about that.
16 pages, by the way.
Yeah. Bang. Topic question. Okay. I'm actually very interested in what you got to say here.
Yeah.
After seeing this movie, Logan.
Yeah.
Are you happy to see Wolverine come back for Deadpool and Wolverine?
I don't think Logan changes my experience for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
They're different Wolverines. And I think I would have liked Deadpool and Wolverine if I never saw Logan. And I think I would still love Logan if I never watched Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's fair.
But having the closure of Logan and then knowing that this is not the same Wolverine in that timeline, it was really cool. Especially with all of this time after.
Yeah.
And getting to see Hugh Jackman once again put on that suit, put on the comic book accurate suit, nice. And be primal.
Prime. Prime time.
Like,
prime movie. Prime movie.
Yeah. I felt like because of Logan, he was older.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's still rated R, but he couldn't, like, be ferocious.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old man. It was still great. But getting to see him back in another rated R film where he can just really just let loose was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see
him. I would say I would agree, and I'm probably on the same wavelength as you.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly just see it as chapters.
Yeah.
Like this is, Logan was just a chapter for all those X-Men movies in the past. And I think now it's kind of confirmed that we're going to definitely see Wolverine again.
Yeah.
So this is a whole new chapter.
Yeah.
Whole different chapter. Kind of what people and fans have been wanting for a very long time.
Yeah.
Wolverine comic accurate suit. Just his, the freedom of how he talks.
Yep.
No limitations to anything.
Yeah.
It is really, really nice to see.
Agreed.
Although Logan is if this movie didn't come out,
yeah.
we didn't get Wolverine, would have been happy with Logan.
Absolutely.
Absolute beautiful send-off for a character.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
What a fantastic way to end that book. Yeah, that chapter.
Exactly.
I mean.
But welcome back, folks.
Marvel News.
Let's get right into it.
I got a not a very fun one to talk about first.
Oh, yeah.
Bo DeMeo, the creator of X-Men 97, has been accused of sending nude photographs and suggestive hero poses to young co-stars, as well as being abusive to his assistant. He is no longer with Marvel. L.
Yeah. You know more of the story. Is it like officially confirmed that this actually happened?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The suggestive hero poses.
That's crazy. That's nuts. I mean, I guess he like breeds, breeds by like comic books.
I don't want to like dive into like what the poses were, but like I just immediately.
You got to hit the Superman, right? the hands on the hips.
Yeah, I just immediately thought of like an X. The we're talking about Wolverine. Yeah. He's throwing the Wolverine helmet on.
That full would be nude. Crazy. Full nude. That'd be nuts.
Claws.
Yeah.
You know
the plastic claws.
That would fully be nuts. Nude. Hey, do you like this pose?
Is this a good one? Do I post this? L. Garbage. Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. And I appreciate you giving me this one. Deadpool and Wolverine has become the highest grossing rated R film of all time, surpassing Joker by over $100 million. Can't say it enough. You called it. And I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Even though Joker's great, Joker 2 is coming out, so it definitely could.
It could, but I don't know, man. 100 M's.
100 M's. We don't know.
That's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
There's only two rated R movies that have done it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for the sequel to be better than the original.
Yeah.
Deadpool 2 barely did it.
And I want to throw something out here because I made a clip earlier about
you sure did.
Avengers Doomsday being rated R.
Yeah.
I have a weird feeling we're going to be talking about highest grossing rated R films.
I think it's going to become a common theme.
Yeah.
I can see it.
So, like, I can definitely see it fluctuating a lot.
I could see that. Obviously,
like
if our
I said,
fantasies come true.
Avengers Doomsday, rated R,
needs
would be
it. Need it. We need
the
it.
The most insane
yeah.
movie of all time.
Need that.
That could easily that. Be up there or pass Infinity War and Endgame if it's rated R.
Yeah. They got to do something, right?
Yeah.
You can't just live and die on that hill of Infinity War and Endgame forever.
I want to talk about that so much.
Doomsday. I want to talk about it so much.
Doomsday, because I was thinking about it like earlier, like, what if Robert Downey does... Actually, you know what? We'll save that.
Okay.
We'll save that point because we have it in Marvel News. Yeah.
I'm
excited to talk about this.
Next one being is that there was actually a concept art, and you guys will see it on screen, of Wolverine Pool and Punk Pool that were going to be in the film, but they did not make the cut, unfortunately.
Did you throw Wolverine Pool in earlier? Or was this maybe... Because I read this, and I only saw Punk Pool. And I was like, oh, I wonder if you didn't see the Wolverine Pool.
No, it's been in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it Wolverine Pool, or was it Pulverine?
Could have been Pulverine.
Because was it the first movie? Is it Pulverine?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pulverine concept art was...
Unbelievable.
Insane. It would have been cool, but I mean,
it doesn't make sense for
it doesn't make sense
for the Wolverine one. The Punk Pool would have been cool,
and they kind of already did it like at the beginning when they said Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh,
and he goes like that.
Yeah.
Nuts, by the way.
That was fire. But the Punk Pool, I was actually pretty surprised didn't make the cut, and it also kind of would have been like a fun nod to the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what I mean?
It would have definitely.
So
and would Wolverine? No, Pulverine would have been. Like, with all those other Deadpools, or that would have just been, like, a separate
character? Just a one guy?
Yeah.
Just going up against Wolverine?
And, like, would he have been angry? Or, like... That would have been interesting.
Humor. It would have been weird.
That would have been interesting. Would have been... Would've,
who would have played him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, would it have been Ryan Reynolds? It would have been Deadpool? Or would it have been, like, Wolverine?
Who's or... Up? Henry Cavill. Because he did play him.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. But that would have been... Right. We need him, Wolverine.
I agree.
You know?
He should be next up. Low key.
You're going to need to help me with the last name here. Jack?
DeQuincy?
DeQuincy.
That's got to be wrong.
I wasn't even close. But we're going to go Jack DeQuince?
DeQuince, maybe. Yeah.
Jack DeQuince, a.k.a. Swordsman from Hawkeye, will be appearing in Daredevil. I didn't like him in Hawkeye.
Really?
He pissed me off.
Really?
Great stash, pissed me off.
Great
the
stash.
Flow with the hair, pissed me off.
Oh, I thought it was nice too.
He was always so fly, but he always just had a little cockiness to him, and
yeah.
It really, really pissed me off. But great job, great actor.
Yeah, actor did a great job, but that's why it pisses
it's
you
like,
off.
It's like Falcon and Winter Soldier, Agent Shield or whatever his name is. The Captain America and Falcon Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Another great actor making me not like him.
Oh, my God.
What's his character's name?
I think it's like, isn't it? No, that's...
Agent something or something.
I think it's like just The Agent?
The Agent.
Maybe.
Marvel Podcast, Marvel Coast.
Yeah, we gotta be better. We gotta be better.
But, yeah.
Who's he related to? That's bothering me, too.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I know. I can't think of his name, though.
We
definitely gotta be better.
It's gotta be so much better.
Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell. Russell is his name.
Bang!
Got there.
Sort got of. That one. Still don't know his character's
agent,
name.
Right? I think it's the agent.
Agent, maybe? It's gotta be. Yeah.
We're anyways. Gonna go with it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, hopefully he's the same kind of... He just pissed me off.
I like his role. That's fair.
He had a good
fair.
Role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one being that Robert Downey Jr. confirms that he will be playing Victor Von Doom's version of Dr. Doom.
Okay. So, I want to say
give
this.
It to
I
me. Had
this.
Give it to me. Right now, Tyler.
What if Doomsday and Secret Wars is phenomenal? Like, so phenomenal that people are going to be having debates on... Mm. Do you like Iron Man?
Mm.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man? Or do you like Robert Downey Jr.'s...
Dr. Doom.
Victor Von Doom. Or Victor...
Von Doom.
Von Doom. That's going to be crazy.
That's going to... I mean, I feel like... I mean, I haven't seen the film.
And I love villains. Yeah. So, like, you got me there. And if he does a really good villain...
And I like Green.
And you love Green. And it's Dr. Doom. Like, this is, like, eight... prime time villain.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, I just, one thing I, it may or may not happen. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it, like what we talked about.
Yeah.
Seeing Robert Downey Jr.'s Victor Von Doom.
Yeah.
Up against Josh Brolin's Thanos.
Yeah.
Just because the parallel between Infinity War.
Yeah.
Thanos and Tony Stark's Iron Man.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
I know what you meant.
But that battle. Thanos had him easily with ease.
Absolutely.
This Dr. Doom's going to
clear
him.
Yeah, hopefully.
That would be crazy. That would be a crazy thing. That was all I was cooking up in my head.
I mean.
There's going to be debates now.
There is. I want to just. Airplane.
A lot of noise.
I haven't seen the film, but I mean, as of right now, how do you top Tony Stark?
But like.
Villains are cooler, though.
They're going to be like, how do you top Robert Downey Jr.'s Victor Von Doom?
That's so facts.
You know?
How do you top RDJ at this point?
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Dude is... What was his back? 80 mil?
Something like that.
Dude.
Yeah. Caught one.
I'm doing everything I can for 80 million.
I'm doing it for 40. What are we talking about? Just dollars, by the way.
True. Very true.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, that was kind of like... What it was going through my head the last couple weeks.
That's fair.
Like
I'm excited, dude.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
They always get me with the hook.
They do.
I'm like, oh.
Dude, I don't know, man. I think the slump's over.
The slump? Oh, it's been over. I feel like now. After Deadpool and Wolverine,
yeah.
I think that's what we needed.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, there's great projects.
There was, of course.
What was the movie before Deadpool and Wolverine?
Wasn't it the Marvels?
It was the Marvels.
I believe, right?
And honestly, could be hot take for you guys. I didn't really think it was that bad of a movie.
I don't think it was either.
It was not that bad. And then what was before that? Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
So they're doing good. And that's a fucking phenomenal film.
Oh, my God. Gave it a 10.
Yeah, that's up there for one of the greatest.
Best of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just wanted to throw that.
I like that out of you.
Those thoughts out
there. I like
that.
Because
that was, I was like, whoa.
That's been cooking. Oh. I could tell by like how like excited you were about it that this is.
When I said I want to talk about this.
This is crazy.
is it me?
It is you.
The original plan for Avengers 5 was to have Shang-Chi to be one of the main leaders alongside Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Captain Marvel, Falcon, Cap, Hulk, and Spider-Man. To be the main team, but that idea was eventually scrapped.
It was.
It would have made sense because to have the main leaders, Shang-Chi,
yep.
Because of that post-credit scene we see after
correct.
Shang-Chi,
yep.
That would have been a nice little connection, but what are we going to do now?
I know. I feel like this guy is kind of getting shafted here.
In the signal, they have a signal. They can still connect that.
Absolutely.
Shang-Chi can still definitely be one of the main leaders.
Absolutely.
I mean, definitely.
Sure. I hope he is.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, OP team.
OP team.
OP.
Okay, I was about to say, I don't see Hulk. I see She-Hulk. I was like,
No, Hulk's in there.
Okay, good. Yeah. But yeah, crazy team.
Crazy.
And then that's crazy because it's main leaders. So those are all leaders.
Yeah. That's like, that would be our new original six. But what is that? Like eight?
So that's not even including.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's not even including. Wait a minute. Yeah, Hawkeye's not even in there.
Mm-mm. Maybe he retires.
No, he. I think he is in Doomsday.
I'm sure he will be.
But yeah, like imagine all the other characters.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Wow. Insane. I'm so excited.
Speaking.
Make it radar.
It took me a second to process. I heard radar, and I was like, "What?" Speaking of Moon Knight, though, it's reportedly in development that we're getting a season two. Ladies and gentlemen, what a fantastic news!
It's a great show, fan favorite, obviously, clearly, such a.
I think the ending of season one was a great. I'm super excited. If we get a season two, I'm very happy. But I felt like the way that they closed season one was good enough for me.
With Jake Lockley being a mystery man?
Yeah.
No, I need it. I need it.
And that's fine. I mean, no, I'm super excited. But I also think that, like, as long as they give me an ending like they did in season one, I'm going to be happy. But I don't want a loose BS end of season two, and then we got to wait another, 4 years or whatever?
So, like, but if they didn't have that, and let's say Avengers 5, Kang Dynasty was still a thing, and they had main leaders,
mm-hmm.
with Moon Knight being involved
mm-hmm.
in that,
mm-hmm.
we still wanted Jake Lockley to be a mystery man in that?
Yeah, because I think we'll see him in that, and we'll get to learn more.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want it just be, like, an individual show?
No,
understanding that character?
Absolutely. I think we do understand him to an extent already.
Just a murderer.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty much it. Just a straight merc.
And what's his name?
Khonshu?
Khonshu's bitch.
Basically. Yeah, yeah. Basically, a little puppet.
Yeah,
but I'm excited for
it. I'm very excited. I love Moon Knight. Love the suit. Love everything about it.
Yeah.
So excited to see Jake Lockley's suit.
I am really excited. I am excited for that.
Oh my gosh!
I am excited for that.
Sorry, gang. Marvel's considering doing a season two for Ms. Marvel. Didn't watch season one. Heard a lot of good things about it. Actually, really highly rated.
I know. Sure. We low-key got to run that up, too. Because I want to know more about the braces. From the Marvels.
Yeah. We can.
You just don't want to watch it.
It's just so catered towards a younger audience.
Agreed.
And that's going to be so tough for me to watch.
I mean, we have to.
It's fine. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like Echo for me.
That's so valid.
You know?
Yeah. That's valid.
But, I mean, I'm happy that they're doing a season two. Ms. Marvel's great. The character's great. I think she's great.
Agreed.
She's Kamala great. She's great in the Marvels. So.
The actor that plays the dad is also apparently a POS. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, really?
I don't know how valid. I don't know if that's fully confirmed yet, but I'm pretty sure it is confirmed.
Mm.
So, unlucky there.
That's very unlucky.
Next one being that there's an article from The Hollywood Reporter that states that James Spader will be returning as Ultron in the upcoming Vision series. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen.
Vision series, really?
Yes.
I was hearing...
Vision Quest.
I was hearing Armor Wars, that Damon Control is going to recreate Ultron.
Ooh. That's another... I didn't hear about that one. So piggyback that on there as well. The more Ultron and the more James Spader we get, I'm hyped.
When I read that, I was like, this dude's gonna be
I'm so excited.
I'm shocked he didn't see that.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
If it's Armor Wars and they're gonna recreate Ultron.
I will say this much. I think that I forgot his name and I do apologize. I should have wrote it down, but the man that did Ultron in the What If series did a phenomenal job. He did a really, really, really good job. But there is something about the tone and the way that James Spader articulates his words that really brought Ultron to life, and I need it back.
But like, what?
And obviously, that's one of my favorite movies.
But are we really putting Ultron in a TV show?
I'm down for it.
You want it in a TV show?
I want it all.
I think he deserves a full
Movie again.
Movie again.
Agreed with that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
He's a special character.
I say we scrap Doomsday. Just do Age of Ultron V2.
Dude, that's. I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, obviously, I'm excited for Doomsday.
Obviously. You can
literally shelve that.
Loki.
But, I mean, I'm happy to see Ultron, and if Armor Wars is true and they're recreating Ultron, that'd be great too.
It'd be fantastic. It would also possibly make sense for if Armor Wars comes out before Vision Quest, which I believe it will.
Yeah.
That
I think it's 2 years from now.
That's where like the origin comes from, and then we get to see it again in Vision Quest, which will be cool if we get it in two shows.
Yeah.
More screen time for James Spader.
Next 2 years, three, really.
Cooking.
But the next upcoming, I mean, next year is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
2026.
I'm so excited.
There's going to be so much Marvel.
You guys better buckle in.
You better buckle in. That'll be 4 years here.
Yeah.
On the pod.
On the pod
scheme. That'd be crazy.
Maybe we'll get our own stew by then.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
That'd be nuts.
And last and finally, remember that Fantastic Four is set in a universe which never experienced the Dark Ages.
Correct.
What does that mean?
The Dark Ages is like, from my understanding...
Oh, I see. Okay. I understand. I understand.
Okay.
So now they're like, they advanced
quicker.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Which makes sense for the Fantastic Four to have that retrofuserism.
Yep.
Which I'm really excited for.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like actually really excited to see just like if this is true. Obviously, I think the movie's going to be fantastic, but also like I'm really excited to like obviously watch the first time, but then give it a rewatch and look at the background and see like the little stuff that they throw in because of that. I think it's gonna be really cool.
I had another dialogue with this one.
Okay.
Wanted to kind of call back to one of the Marvel news points we had way back in the day when the table was in the middle, actually.
Wow.
You said that Fantastic Four is looking to have two villains.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Galactus.
Yep. Which is confirmed now.
Doctor Doom is now confirmed. Absolutely. We didn't know that then.
That is true.
Is Robert Downey going to make an appearance in 2025?
If I'm being honest with you, I think it'll be an end credit scene.
It's got to be at the tail end.
I just don't...
Or does Robert Downey defeat Galactus?
No shot. I don't see that.
You never know.
I don't.
I mean, that's their best bet.
That is true.
Dr. Doom
versus
Galactus. I feel like, I don't know.
Galactus eats the world, kills Dr. Doom in the process.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
We're not sure. Who knows? What is happening? Sorry.
Intercourse over there.
Something. If I'm being honest with you, I did kind of forget about the whole two villain thing. And I don't know. I think just like I kind of like how they did for Thanos. Like, fine, I'll do it myself type thing. And they're just building him up. I think that'll be a great hype build up for Doomsday. And I mean, anybody that hasn't lived under a rock in the last 20 years will know already who Dr. Doom is to an extent. Didn't really do him justice, unfortunately. I also saw like a funny tweet that was like, when you watched the original Fantastic Four with Dr. Doom, did you just think that his powers were just lightning?
Yeah.
Electricity.
Literally.
Which is all they showed.
That's all they
and
showed.
And that is not the only thing in his repertoire.
No.
He's terrifying.
I could definitely see the movie going like, they get their powers. Victor Von Doom is hospitalized for a long time.
Yeah.
Throughout literally the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
A tail end, post-credit scene.
Yeah.
And wake up.
Literally. Yeah.
I don't know, kill somebody, kill the hospital.
Something.
Yeah. Going crazy.
But
see Robert Downey this early.
I'm excited.
That'd be something special. It really would.
Also, I was listening to a podcast with Robert Downey Jr. and Rob Lowe. And it was filmed in January, I believe. And obviously, he's not going to say anything about the contracts and everything. But it had me thinking because Rob Lowe asks him about, doing his whole thing with the Marvel.
Hanging up the iron?
Yeah, exactly. Hanging up the gauntlet?
Yeah.
Fair. Resting the chest piece? I don't know.
Oh, resting the chest piece.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you. But he was asking, how does it feel? What's going on with you? Do you foresee yourself coming back? Obviously, I don't know if he was under contract at this point when he was approached, anything along those lines, but it did feel like he was being honest and was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'd love to go back, but... it has to be right. And it's really cool to see just from January when this was all happening to now being announced that he is Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
And also made me curious, how long do you think he's known about it?
For a while. Actors are good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Andrew Garfield defended his life.
Yeah, but he had no business doing that. Hey, that was strictly because he was under contract and couldn't confirm it. But, like, the pictures were leaked.
Leaked. Like, he was battling.
What are we doing?
Battling.
Yeah. Also, he was 41.
Yeah.
Just his birthday. Shout out, Andrew. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
They're yelling.
Kid just died to a dog.
That's a fact. But that's all we have today.
Yeah, that's all we got today.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Once you look right here, we've got the Instagram, we've got the Talks, and we've got the Twitters.
Yeah.
Watchers PC on everything. Go over to the Talk and the Instagram. Gonzo over here has been cooking. Absolutely decimating these clips.
Oh.
Go show them some love. We got 10K on one. Jesus. And so we appreciate that.
Yeah,
that was really I was hyped about that.
Gets
one.
Gets me a little motivated.
Absolutely.
Really need a little bit of motivation.
A little something here. But yeah, and while you guys are at it, why don't you make that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing? And while you're at it, give us a thumbs up, little fun confetti. And it just shows your support. Wow. That was crazy. Yeah, shows us support. And put down in the comments if when you saw Wolverine in Deadpool, in Wolverine, did it make you happy after the ending of Logan? Or do you think that it kind of messed with the timeline and your own mental?
Yeah, answer that topic question for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, feel free. Well, leave us some comments so we can answer some of your guys' questions.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
Or we're going to throw it out the intro because we're not getting any questions here.
That's a fact. That's a fact. We've gotten some.
Getting some statements.
Getting a lot of statements.
We got a huge, we got a big statement earlier.
Yeah, it was funny.
Full in depth.
I watched it, or I looked it up, by the way.
Yeah.
It was funny. Yeah. We've been the watchers, though, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Peace. And fuck Greece.